It's been a season of one big summer film after another, with more to come. Our critic John Power says it's time for a breather. Manny and Lo, a new independent film about two sisters, might be just the ticket.
A few years ago, I was interviewing a director about his latest picture. "Whatever you do," he said, "please don't call it a good little movie. I'd rather you called it a big bad movie. At least that sounds exciting. But good and little? Who wants to see something like that?" Which is precisely the challenge facing Manny and Lo, a winning low-budget film about the search for family. It's the story of two orphan sisters, Manny, a reflective 11-year-old, and punky Lo, a 16-year-old who's as feisty and profane as her sister is pensive. When the movie begins, they've run away from their foster homes and are bombing around the countryside in an old family car. They sleep on lawns, shoplift from convenience stores, and periodically check for their photos on cartons of milk. They're sure the law's hot on their trail. But when Lo turns out to be unexpectedly pregnant, they hole up in an empty vacation home deep in the woods. And to help Lo have her baby, they kidnap a woman named Elaine, a fussy know-it-all clerk at a local baby store, amusingly played by Mary Kay Place. Manny and Lo bind her ankles with a bicycle chain to keep her from escaping. But Elaine is actually as lost as they are, and she soon takes on the role of surrogate mother, giving Lo pregnancy tips and reminding Manny that crime doesn't pay. To the girl's surprise, she even starts cooking their meals.
"What do you think it is?"
"I've no idea."
"It's called hot dish, and it's for eating, not poking. I believe kidnapped victims have just as much right to a balanced meal as anyone else. And if I'm not mistaken, the same holds true for innocent babies. If you two benefit in the process, well, that can't be helped."
Manny and Lo is the first feature by Lisa Kruger, a young writer-director with a very light touch. She knows her story is as fragile as a bubble, and she takes care to handle it gingerly. The movie is filled with droll, slightly askew jokes, like that meal being called hot dish, or Elaine's silly baby steps as she walks around the house with a chain around her ankles. The emotions are understated, too. With its three lonely heroines, this is the kind of movie that could easily become soppy. But Kruger gets a tough performance from Alexa Palladino as the headlong Lo, and a placidly eloquent turn from Scarlett Johansson as Manny, the movie's moral center. In one of the film's key metaphors, she keeps looking at the world through a magnifying glass. When film people call something a women's picture or girl's movie, they invariably mean something insulting, that it's shamelessly weepy or obsessed with romantic relationships. Manny and Lo is not a women's picture. It's something better, a picture about women. Men figure in the plot only tangentially. In one of the most revealing scenes, Lo has sex with her boyfriend in his monster truck. When they finish, he thanks her, and Lo snaps, "I didn't do it for you." 5 years ago, Thelma and Louise created a stir when they plunged into the Grand Canyon rather than turn over their freedom to the world of men. Manny and Lo seems like a deliberately non-apocalyptic response to such suicidal flamboyance. Its heroines want to believe that someone is looking for them, when the truth is, nobody's interested, nobody except one another. And so Manny, Lo, and Elaine create a new kind of family, in which words like mother and daughter are defined not biologically, but by caring, intimacy, and need. I don't want to give Lisa Kruger the kiss of death, but this is a good little movie.
John Powers is film critic for Vogue.